What is the benefit of following the rules? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What is the benefit in following the rules? Well, the rules are made indiscriminately and without any purpose at all, just to be something that's bothersome. Rules are just made to irritate us and to keep us from more speedily doing whatever we want to do that the rules keep us from doing. We've been having some people in our world who have had some difficulty with balance. And because they've been having difficulty with balance, we've been suggesting that they do some very specific things to bring that balance back in harmony again. Now, in yoga classes and in Tai Chi classes, they teach you certain exercises that help you to bring your body in balance and bring your life in balance. And these programs have been used by the Orientals for thousands of years, and not only been used by them, but used successfully by them. So, now, of what benefit is it for us to use them? Of what benefit? We certainly are more stressed than the Orientals could ever be stressed. We're more unbalanced, unhinged, than the Orientals could ever be unhinged. And so we really need something a lot more definite, a lot more positive than what the Orientals use if we're going to overcome our problems. Now, that's what a lot of people think, and that's what a lot of people say, and that's what a lot of people do not follow the programs that the Orientals give. Now, why is it the Orientals do not have so much stress? Well, they have stress nowadays with all of the computers that we're bringing to them and all of the other activities that are becoming so popular throughout their country. And they're worried about things, and they're becoming multi-millionaires and billionaires, and they're becoming industry-related people. They're not only making enough money to live, but they got to make enough money to have their cell phone. And they got to make enough money to have all the little goodies which they didn't have to have before. Now, in line with that, these people are still maintaining a reasonable balance. And the balance that they're maintaining is a balance because they're using these exercises that they've learned in Tai Chi and in yoga. And the exercises are non-aggressive, or that is it's not muscle building things, it's mental building things. Now, our brain is made up of 70% fat. Not just Sylvia's brain, as I told her, your brain is 70% fat, but everybody. Everybody's brain is made up of 70% fat. Now, Rex too. Now, what are we going to do with that fat? Well, I doubt that that's what we want to really do. We want to work with that which is not the fat. What is it that this fat holds? What is it the fat maintains? Well, it maintains all of the nerve endings. It maintains all the blood vessels. In the brain is how much blood? The majority of the blood of the body is in the brain at one time. And the brain processes this blood through it, and this blood is the nurturing and stabilizing activity of the brain, the blood. And so these are things that they have learned. Now, what's another thing they've learned in the Oriental country? They learned about acupuncture and acupressure. They have found that throughout the entire body, and everybody's body is basically the same, are a series of meridians. These are energy lines that run through the body that you can have no way of telling that they're there. In other words, if you have a toothache, it's because you have a hurt on your toe. You have a toe that needs to be taken care of. And something so far afield, you wonder how it can have any relevance. And if you have a headache, you just take your thumb and put it in on your two fingers and press down gently for 2 or 3 seconds or a minute or so, and the headache just goes right away. And it does work. It does work. If people with migraine headaches who are saying, if they would just do that, their headache would go away. But they love their headaches. They love their migraine headache. If you had a migraine headache, you wouldn't love it. No, but you do, and you do. You have it, and you love it. Because I tell you, take your thumb and put it into your fingers there, and press down between your thumb and your forefinger on your other hand, and just firmly hold it for a moment or two, and you watch that headache goes away. Now, other things go away too, but that's the most dominant. Now, why is it that we don't pay attention? I mean, because we want the headache. We want the aches and pains. I tell my people, now, you're having trouble with your balance, and where does your balance take place? Take place in your head. Where does it take place?
Your ear.
Takes place in your inner ear. And what part of your inner ear? You have a set of fluids that go through your inner ear, and the cochlea and all the other things there. The fluid goes through there like a what? Like a gyroscope. And so that keeps it perfect balance. You've seen these little two-wheeled carts that men, policemen drive around and other people drive around, and they stand up straight on there, and then they lean to the right and it turns, they lean to the left, they lean back and it stops, they lean forward and it goes ahead, and it's all done on balance. You know, those fellows have to have pretty good balance, and they have to believe that their machine has a good balancing thing too. Well, now your body, my body, is depending on us to have good balance. It's depending on us to be in harmony with all, starting with ourselves. So, if we will carry out these little exercises that the Orientals have given to us over these thousands of years, and that many others have taught to us too, just stand holding onto a chair, if you like, and just swing your one leg gently back and forth. Don't swing it like a pendulum. Just sort of gently move it definitely back and forth 3 to 10 times, you know, or 1 to 10 times, depending upon how often you can do it. And then do the other foot. And within no time at all, the balance in your ear is going to be back in harmony and order again. The balance in your body is going to be back in order. And why is this all done? You don't know what's going on in your body. You don't know how these things are affecting other things, but they work. They work. You don't know why pressing your thumb on your inner finger area tells your headache to go away, but it does. And there are many other areas. So, if we could just follow directions, if we could just follow the rules and let the rules work for us, instead of fighting them, oh, I don't want to, I forget it because I don't want to, you know. And if I told you, if you can do that, every time you get up, take a second and move your legs back and forth each separately, not both at the same time, and do that just 3 or 4 times, maybe 10 times, every time you get up. At the end of the day, the one who has done that the most, and you got to keep count of it yourself, wins the $10,000.
Wow!
Yeah, see, right away you say, wow. You know, you don't say, but I'll have my balance. I will have everything in order, which is what you want. But you want the $10,000. The $10,000 will help you be balanced, huh?
Of course.
Yeah,
In another area.
In another area. Is that for you too, Ingeborg? Nah, you do the exercise, right?
Yes.
Good for you. Okay, well, let's work on that, and let's do that, because these exercises, these programs that are designed for us, are not designed to make life miserable for us. It's to make life a lot better for us and a lot more beautiful. And I have gone up to people who have had bang, bang headaches, and, oh, my headache. And I said, I didn't shake your hand yet. And so I shake their hand, and I put my thumb in very firmly on the crotch of their hand there, and I shake their hand very firmly, and I say, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. And I keep holding it there, you know, and they think, gee, I'm just trying to be friendly, you know, or maybe I'm being too friendly, you know. But I see a great relief go over their face, because I have performed a miracle on them. Not really. I just cause the meridian to service what it's supposed to service. Now, I tell you, you can do the same thing for yourself if you want. And so, anybody who comes up to me and says I have a headache, I think to myself, you weren't listening. You weren't listening, but you can. So, listen and be whole and perfect all the time. And live in perfect harmony and perfect balance, and know that it doesn't take some magical, mystical thing. It's just a normal, ordinary response to liking yourself. Shake hands with yourself. Hi!
You
know,
hi! Yes,
and you get both of them, you know. Yeah, it's wonderful. You know. Hi, I like me.
I like me.
But it's fun. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.